With the end of another year comes the results of the latest American Birding Association Big Year competition, and I'm sure you've been holding your breath waiting to hear the winner. They haven't announced it yet, so you'll just have to wait. But one of the top three competitors chose Cape Cod to make his last stand in his quest to see more U.S. and Canadian birds in one year than any birder in history. Christian Hagenlocker is not what you would expect from a competitive birder these days. He's not an independently wealthy retiree who can fly off to chase the latest rarity whenever he wants. Rather, he's a young, unemployed high school teacher who spent the year eating a lot of ramen noodles and sleeping in his car. Despite that, he was one of three birders who broke the previous big year record of 749 species set by Cambridge resident Neil Hayward in 2013. If you're not familiar with what's involved in a birding big year, you can check out the book and or movie, both simply called The Big Year. The movie stars Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson as three real-life birders in an epic and cutthroat battle for big year bragging rights back in 1998. Or better yet, check out Massachusetts' own Neil Hayward's entertaining book, Lost Among the Birds, about his record-breaking effort in 2013. To be clear, these are not normal birders, and they shouldn't color your perception of what it means to be a bird watcher. Few birders have the time, resources, dedication, or frankly the interest it takes to devote an entire year to intense competitive birding. One usually has to make multiple trips back and forth across the continent to chase the latest rarities, which often turn up on remote Alaskan islands one day and the Florida Keys the next. Records usually stand for years, and most efforts end with nothing to show for it but a gigantic stockpile of frequent flyer miles. The Cape figured prominently in Christian's end-of-year strategy. He added Little Gull and Northern Saw-whet Owl during his time here last month, but he missed his primary target bird, which was Dovekie. Dovekies are tiny puffin relatives, and it hasn't been a big flight year for them. Even in a good year, seeing a dovekie can take many cold hours peering at the ocean through a spotting scope. Alas, Christian was unsuccessful as he conservatively dismissed the uncertain looks he had at a bird that was almost certainly a dovekie in Wellfleet on December 31st. Many people ask how they determine if people really saw the birds they say they did, and the answer is the honor system. Christian's restraint with his dovekie sighting is a perfect example of the honor system at work and just how frustrating birding can be. But every good birder needs a nemesis bird. Christian spent some time at local birder haunts like the Birdwatchers General Store in Orleans and at Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary, where he was looking to find a northern saw-whet owl that I had heard the night before. He later brought us an unusual brown morph specimen of eastern screech owl that he had found roadkilled in Truro, the first one I had ever seen. You can see photos of this specimen on his blog, which is at his website entitled The Birding Project. Throughout the year, he focused on connecting with the birders he encountered, and you can see interviews and photographs of many of them on his site. Though he broke the most recent record, amazingly it looks like Christian will have to settle for fourth place this year behind John Weigel, whose final tally is likely to be a mind-boggling 783 species, and two other birders who saw well over 750. As we start a new year, I can't help but wonder who will be out there gunning for a new big year record in 2017. Will it be you?